Distance education has been an alternative to traditional education since the 1840s, when, thanks to discounted and standardized postage rates, Sir Isaac Pitman was able to start a distance learning course for people wanting to learn shorthand. Distance education proved to be very popular, and by the 1860s, the University of London had already introduced its first external program. While distance education has been traditionally comprised primarily of correspondence courses in which students both receive and submit information via post, today we are seeing a big move towards online education. This explosion in popularity is due to the many benefits that online education offers. Online education has the advantage of offering both synchronous and asynchronous courses. A large amount of the content is free to access, although you usually need to pay a small fee if you want to get a certificate. Students are able to learn by collaborating with each other, and communication is streamlined. Students can choose what they want to learn and structure a course or even an entire curriculum around their own needs. Some sites incorporate gamification to motivate students by tracking their progress and offering badges, etc. That's not to say that distance education doesn't have its shortcomings. Frequently, a large percentage of students drop out of courses when compared to traditional education. This can be linked to a decrease in motivation, either due to time management or study skills, or even technical issues like not knowing how to use the equipment correctly or having a poor internet connection. The large class sizes don't help either, as they can make the learning seem unpersonalized. Probably one of the biggest factors, though, is isolation. When you study online and lose that social aspect of going to school, it can become very easy to give up.